Thank you for downloading this podcast from Victory Outreach Manchester. We pray that this message will bless your life as you listen.
Good afternoon, Gang Girls and United Women in Ministry. What an absolute honour it is to be here today. My heart is just melting, just seeing so many young women coming today to separate themselves onto God. I'm like bursting on the inside, like what a beautiful, beautiful thing this is today. And you know what? Don't take this lightly. Don't take this lightly. What you're doing before the Lord today, He is smiling down on you today, and He is so pleased. He is so pleased with you all. So I just want to start off by just thanking the Lord for my salvation. I'm so grateful for where He's taken me from, and I believe He has a great future mapped out for me, and I'm learning to trust in Him wholeheartedly every single day. I'm so thankful for this ministry. I'm thankful for Pastor Sonny and Sister Julie, for their faith, for their obedience, for stepping out, and for paving the way for me and for you, so that we can follow in their footsteps and continue the legacy of what they started. So I'm very thankful. I'm also thankful for my regional pastors, Pastor Paul and Sister Vicky. What an amazing, amazing example they are. They don't just talk it, they live it. Day in and day out. If you're close to them, if you have the privilege to be around them, you will see the sacrifice that they make on a daily basis with their families. You know, they serve wholeheartedly for us, and I'm so grateful for them and for entrusting myself, my husband, with the gang. Absolutely love the gang. God's done a work. but I absolutely love the gang and being a part of the gang ministry as well. I want to thank my children because they do keep me on my toes quite a lot. Sister Vicky's laughing because she's had the phone calls. But I want to thank them because they share us with a lot of people. They share their home, and sometimes they express that, you know. But, you know, I thank God for them, and I thank God for the amazing men of God that they're going to be and that He's entrusted me with them. I want to thank my husband, Anton, for being my biggest encourager. Honestly, that man, if it wasn't for him, I'm like, Lord, you knew what you was doing when you put us together. So I really want to thank him for continuing to believe in me. If you could just turn your Bibles, please, to Luke 1. We're going to read a portion of scripture from 28 to 38. And the word of God reads, is it on the screen? Okay, well, you should all have your Bibles. Gabriel appeared to her and said, "Greetings, favored woman, the Lord is with you." Confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think what the angel could mean. "Don't be afraid, Mary," the angel told her, "for you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be very great and will be the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestors David, and he will reign over Israel forever. His kingdom will never end." But Mary asked the angel, "But how can this be? I am a virgin." The angel replied, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the baby will be born holy, and he will be called the Son of God. What's more, your relative Elizabeth has become pregnant in her old age. People used to say she was barren, but she has conceived a son and is now within her 6 months. For the word of God will never fail." Mary responded, "I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me in this time come true." And the angel left her. Every eye closed, every head bowed. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for what you are doing right now. We thank you, Father, for this amazing ministry, Lord God, where, Lord, your people, your young daughters, Lord God, can come forward, Lord. And Lord, declare that they want to separate themselves unto you, Father God. Lord, I ask, Lord God, that you will open their hearts to receive this word today, Father God, because you have a word for them, Lord God. Holy Spirit, I pray that you will have your way in this sanctuary, Lord God. Speak through me, Lord God. Use me as a willing vessel, Father God, to communicate your word, Lord God, to your children effectively, Lord God. And may it bring transformation in their lives. And everybody says, amen. Now, we see this portion of scripture, and you know, every Christmas this scripture comes out, and schools all over the world, they do the nativity. We see it in schools, we see it all over. But God has got a message within this. And what the Lord was showing me was the response of Mary. When the call come on to Mary, it was her response. And I really want you to really listen to what God is saying in this, ladies. Because sometimes we have a call upon our lives and we feel like that call is too big for us to carry. But let me tell you, God knows what he's doing. He knows why he's called you. And he knows, and he says in his word, that he will never leave you or forsake you. Now, he came, and I'm not sure about how old Mary was. I think it was believed that she was around 13. She was very young at the time. And when I think 13-year-old, I mean, I have a 13-year-old. He's a boy, so they're a little bit more immature, if I can say that. But when you think about a 13-year-old with such a high calling, you know, it was like, wow, why did God choose Mary? Why would God choose Mary? And if we look in the portion of Scripture in verse 29, it says that her initial reaction, she was confused and disturbed. And some translations also say that she was, you know, she felt fearful about what the angel was saying. And the angel reassured her, you know what, do not be afraid. Now, I couldn't only imagine what was going around in Mary's head at the time when, you know, this came to her, this calling that God was showing her. You know, what will the people think? You know, will they believe me? Would Joseph believe me? Or would Joseph say, you know what, I am out of here. Like, you have been messing around, you know. She could have felt like, you know what, and even in those days, although it was very rare, stoning as well for people who committed adultery, you know, that was also a possibility for Mary. So she must have had all these things going around in her head and being like, wow, this is a massive calling that the Lord is bringing. And I'm not surprised that there was an element of that within her. Because who knows, like, I'm sure I could get many people to testify when God's come into your life and he said, look, this is what I'm requiring of you, that you felt, you know what, I can't do this. I really cannot do this. And I will testify that myself when Sister Vicky asked me to take the gang and I was like, Sister Vicky, are you serious? No. Everything inside me was like, I can't do this. I can't do this, Lord. I was battling with it. I'm going to phone her. I'm going to tell her I can't do this. Because I'd felt so inadequate on the inside. I felt like, why would you choose me to do this, Lord? Why? I don't want to do this. Because this is going to take so much of me. And I felt as if I wasn't able to do it. But who knows that God uses the foolish things to confound the wise. He knows what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing. And you know what? We always look and say, you know what? Somebody else is more capable to do this. Somebody else can do this. But I'm so glad that Mary wasn't led by her fear. And you know what, women? We can't be led by our fears. We can't be led by our fears. You know what? The fear might creep in. The fear does creep in. But you need to grab a hold of that and say, you know what? That is not what I am led by. Mary wasn't led by her fear. She said, you know what? What did she say? She turned around and said, you know what? Whatever it is, I'm your servant, Lord. Are we servants of the Lord today? Are we servants of the Lord today, truly? When you gave your life to Jesus and you said, you know what, be my Lord and my Savior, are you truly walking as a servant with him? And when the calling comes, are you saying, you know what, I'm your servant, Lord. Whatever it is, Lord, even if it's scary, Lord, I'm going to do it for you, Lord. Many of us just operate in a fear. The fear overtakes us. The fear consumes us. But I'm so glad that Mary didn't. Amen. Do you know what? There was one thing that really stood out to me about Mary. It was a willingness. Mary had a heart that was willing before the Lord. Now, this is one of the things that God has really challenged me. And when I've been seeking him in my devotional time, it's about, you know what? Searching my heart, searching my heart. You know, Lord, I want to be willing to do your will no matter what the cost. You have to have a heart, ladies, that is open before the Lord. You're making a vow today. And let me tell you, without the Lord, it is going to be difficult. But you know what? When you open your heart to receive Him and you allow Him into your heart in the innermost places, then you know what? You will see what He can do with your life. You will see how He will turn things around for you. Amen. There's a quote that I really like, and it's a quote by Richard Foster, and it reads, "To applaud the will of God, even to fight for the will of God, is not difficult until it comes at cross purpose with our will. Then the lines are drawn, the debate begins, and the self-deception takes over." Let me tell you, the battle will be in here. The self-deception will be in here. But you have to hold on to the things of God. You have to continue to be seeking His face and praying daily and getting your guidance from God. Because if you are not, you will be thrown to and fro. And you know what? The deception will overcloud you. But you need to know that what God is showing you right now and the plans that He has for you, it says, you know, He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He is with you. So you need to remember those things. You need to remember that the flesh doesn't want to do. The flesh doesn't want to do. You have to put it under subjection. You have to say, you know what? Die, flesh, die. It is not about the flesh. We have to be women that walk by the Spirit of God. We have to be walk by the Spirit of God. And King David knew this. And in Psalms 51, it says, "Create in me a clean heart, O Lord, and renew a loyal spirit within me." And in verse 12, it says, "Restore to me the joy of your salvation and make me willing to obey you." We need a heart and mind that says yes to God, and a will and a body will that set that yes in motion. And how do we do that? Philippians talks about it, Philippians 2:13, that the Holy Spirit will lead us. He will lead us into that. We are able to do that. And what I loved as well about this scripture is, you know, the nature of God. When he brought the calling to Mary, He didn't just say, "Look, there's the calling, do this." You know what? He let her know, "I am with you. You are not alone." He showed her, "I am with you." The angel in verse 28 said, "Greetings, favored woman, the Lord is with you." And to be favored, it means, in the English dictionary, it means an attitude or approval or likening, an act of kindness beyond what is due, much like our salvation, the grace of God, and preferential treatment. Look at the very nature of God. He called Mary into His service, but He let her know these things. You have preferential treatment. You have favor beyond what is due. You are favored. I am with you. And you know what? Every single one of you today, I want you to know that God is with you in this. God is fighting for you. He's interceding for you in this. And let us be women that are like Mary. Let us be women that are obedient and say, "You know what, Lord, whatever your will, I am your servant. Whatever your will, I am your servant." Because this world is going to tempt you. This world, when you leave here today, is going to tempt you. You're going to have things, because this is not normal in the real world. It is not normal for girls from the age of 11 and older women across the board coming and saying, "You know what, I'm choosing purity. I'm separating myself for God." That is not normal. So you know what? The enemy is going to try on that. But you know what you need to know? You need to know your identity in Christ. You need to know who you are in Christ. And if you do not know who you are in Christ, then you need to know who you are in Christ. You need to get to that place where you are like, "Lord, you know what? I need to get a hold of you. Show me. Show me how you see me." Like Sian said, you know what? She didn't know that. But then God showed her and He gave her the eyes to see the way He sees her. And you lot need to know that God sees you in that way too. You know, He favored Mary, yeah, but He also favors you. He favors me. And you know what? It took me a long time to actually understand and to believe that God favored me and that God see me the way, you know, I couldn't see that myself. I'd look at myself and see all my flaws. I'd look at myself and see all the inadequacies. But you know what? God looked at me and He saw favor. And He said, "You know what? You are special. You are beautiful. And I'm letting you know today that you are as well. You are today." Amen. You know what? I really feel like God is doing something amazing in this ministry. You know, we've had prophecies. We've had prophecies of us being in a spacious place. And you know what? For me, when the prophecy came forward about being in a spacious place, I was like, you know, what does this what is this for me? I know that, you know, when you want a personal word from God, what does that mean for me, Lord? Okay, we're in this spacious place, but what does that mean? And God will show me that there is no limitations in the spacious place, Rachel. Take your eyes off yourself and put your eyes on me. There is no limitations to what I can do in your life. And let me tell you, if you are a part of this church and you are in this ministry, you are here today. There is no limitations of what God will do in your life. Stay pure for him. Stay seeking him. Grab a hold of him and you will see those limitations you've placed, God will remove them. God will remove them because he's with you. And he's removed so many from me where I'm like, Lord, really? Wow. And I've stepped into it. You know, like we've heard, it can be a scary place. It can be a scary place. But you know what? I'm believing in God. I'm believing and trusting that God is with me in that place. And I believe that when Mary was stood there, she knew her identity in Christ. She was like, you know what? Even though it might be painful, even may I go through some things, but my identity is within you, Lord. And I'm standing with you, Lord. And I really want to encourage you today, girls, that you are not alone. You are precious in the sight of God. And he's smiling down today on the beautiful vow that you're going to make before him. And you will see the testimony in your own life. You don't have to make the mistakes that people make out here. You don't have to make those mistakes. He's saying, you know what? You've got people around you that have gone before you. I made those mistakes. And I see the testimonies when people stand and stay pure for the Lord. Like Sister Stacy said, she took her vow, was it 24 years before? Got married. And now God has blessed her in a marriage. So you know what? It is doable. It is doable. God can sustain, hold you. He can be with you and he will keep you through it. And the one thing that I just want to touch on as well, that during this Choose Purity campaign that we've been doing, which has been an absolute privilege to be a part of, God has opened up not only a spacious place, you know, within our hearts and our personal lives, but look what he has done through opening doors for us. He's had us in schools. He's had us in prisons. He's done so much. We have been praying for these things for so long, so long. And we sat on our very first meeting for Choose Purity and we had all the girls around and we were saying, right, this is what it's going to be. This is what God is going to do. And we was casting vision and we was like, listen, we're going to go in the schools. And I'm like, really casting this vision? But I'm like, Lord, you really need to be on my side with this because we, you know, we're declaring this thing. And now we're in a school teaching these young girls, 15 and 16-year-olds. It's not a Christian school. This is a school, and it's like this favor. God has opened up the doors for us, you know, and you know what? We didn't have to do much. You know, the door opened, and now we're going in there, and we're preaching the word of God to them. We're letting them know their value in Christ. We're letting them know that there's alternatives. You don't have to conform to the world's standards, that you're beautiful and that you're valued. We told them that. And you know what? I'm so thankful. I am so thankful for what God is doing. Honestly, if you just actually see what God is doing in the supernatural, what he's actually doing within this ministry, and how he can use you in a powerful way, just like Mary. Just like Mary, that young girl said yes. She had a willing heart. She said yes to the call of God upon her life. And look what God did through her. You're not too young. You're not too young for the call of God on your life. It might sound a bit daunting. It might be a bit uncomfortable. Your friends might laugh at you. They might say, why are you doing this? Why are you wearing that ring? What is this about? What is this about? But you have to stand and know that you are separated, that you are loved, that you are chosen, and that God is on the right hand of Christ and he's interceding for you and he has great plans for you. You have to know that, girls. You really have to know that. You know, Mary asked how when the Lord came to her. It does say, you know, Mary did ask how. But Mary wasn't asking how as in, you know, how can you do this? She knew what the Lord could do. She was asking, how are you going to do this in an innocent way? You know, how are you going to, she was available and she was asking, Lord, you know, how are you going to do that for me? And what I really want to talk about now is very quickly is, you might have questions about how God can do certain things in your life. How, Lord, how can you do? Let me tell you something. By his Holy Spirit upon you, he can do anything. He can do anything. What you think and your limitations, forget them. When the Holy Spirit is guiding you and showing you, you can accomplish anything. So I really want to encourage you today that, you know what? And I actually feel it very on my heart that there's some women here today that they don't feel like they have the Holy Spirit with them. And I really want, I want to pray for you today. I want, if you feel like this is a call, that, you know, you believe that God has called you to this and that he wants you to be separated upon him, which he does, and you feel like, you know what, I don't feel like I have the Holy Spirit, you know, working inside of me, I want you to stand at the altar call. And I really want to pray with you today, because I believe that is how we get through things. It is by the Holy Spirit working on the inside of us that produces it on the outside of us, that brings about the outcome. So I really want to encourage you today that I believe that this is going to be the day that not only are you making this choice, but also the day that the Holy Spirit will come upon you today, and that will enable you to carry out what God has got for you today. So I really want to I'm running out of time, so I'll ask you to stand, ladies, today. And Sister Vicky will be taking the vow with you shortly. But I really just want you to open your hearts right now. I really want you to open your hearts for the Lord. And I want you just to search your heart right now and, you know, ask God, you know what? What is it that you want from me, Lord? If you feel like, you know what? Your heart isn't open to the Lord, you feel like you've not been as willing lately as you should be, then I really want you just to pray right now, and I really want you just to seek God's face right now. You might be scared. You might feel like, you know what, Lord, I don't know if I can actually do this. I don't know if I'm equipped to do this. But I really want you to just speak to God right now. Speak to him and just tell him, you know what, I have fears, Lord. I don't know if I can keep to this vow, Lord. But let him speak to you. Let him speak to you today. Because you know what? Like Mary had questions. Like Mary, she was fearful. All those things. But God was with her. It doesn't matter about your past. It doesn't matter where you've come from. You could have been in many relationships. You could have done many things in the past. But he wants to make you new today. He wants to bring a newness today within you. He wants you to know that you're special. He wants you to know that you're called, that he's with you, and that he'll never leave you or forsake you. He wants you to know these things today. So open your heart for him right now. Open your heart to hear his voice today and trust in him today. I really believe that if the worship team, if you just wanted to sing.
I give you my heart, I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm away.
I want you to do is I want all the ladies here today that are making this vow, I want you to come to the altar. I want you to come to the front. I want you to make your way, that everyone that's doing the vow today, I want you to make your way just to the front here, please. Every one of you today.
Victory Outreach Manchester is a family in the city, and we are here for you. Visit us every Sunday at 9 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. Go to victoryoutreachmanchester.com for more information. See you soon.